This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 750.
750!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffiths, MMA Show. By fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Let's snap it in. Exactly.
I don't know. Tired. Feeling the effects of tiredness. That's about the short and skinny of it. Just struggle busing.
Exactly.
We're both on vacation and we're back now. It always feels good to come back, I have to say, after time off.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. It's nice to go away, but I'm always feeling like I can't turn it off all the way, unfortunately. Yep. But I don't think that's a good thing. I don't know if you should just shut it off all the way. I need to know I'm still out there. And even the place I stayed at, I'll share the screen, had to remind me, if I can even find where the share screen is. That button just disappeared. Okay, hang on. Share. That was weird. This was the meat tenderizer they had in the place I was staying at.
Whoa, it looks like brass knuckles.
Yes, it was brass knuckles, and I used it, and I tenderized it the fuck out of some skirt steak. It worked. I was like, what? Jen's like, what the hell is this? I'm like, that's goddamn brass knuckles. It's a knuckle duster. She's like, what? I care. Let me show you. So, yes. Reminding me of MMA still, even on vacation. So where do you want to start with as we're back?
I don't friggin' know. There's a UFC this weekend.
We can start there.
You want to start with UFC
327?
327. Let me share this screen.
Yep.
That's also moved. Here we go. Exactly. I love when Zoom moves things around on me. I can't find anything.
It's so stupid. Here it is.
UFC 327, Yuri Prokhyak versus Carlos Ulberg, happening Saturday at 7 Central, right? It's from Miami. We also have Paulo Costa. I think this is a replacement fight, isn't it? There was an injury or something. And then Curtis Blaydes, who's like Blaydes is funny to me. He's like always hanging around. You forget about him, and then there he is on the main card, and you're like, what's
yeah. You know, and he's always about mid-level of somewhere between 1 and 10, but probably not going to be higher than 4.
Yeah, it's like all roads lead to Curtis Blaydes, right?
Yes,
so,
right.
And then, you know, we have some other guys, Cub Swanson, Johnny Walker. Prelims looks okay. I mean, this card is like...
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's like a 7.5, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
No big hitters, but it's a decent card. I think it's worth watching.
Yes.
What say you with the main event, sir?
Not super psyched about that one.
No, how come?
Jury.
He's
just too fucking weird for me. I appreciate weird, but this guy is fucking out there. Yes, I'm coming. Oh, cool, you're coming. Okay. He's out there. I don't know. He has the... like the Roy Nelson effect on me, where I look at Roy Nelson's body, I'm like, you're fucking disrespectful to the sport. Uh-huh. Get in shape and fight. And something about Yuri's attitude, I'm like, I guess maybe he's just more of a spiritual martial artist, but it just seems like he's doing fucking stupid training. I think the latest thing I saw from him was he was doing sprint work. And he had his nose clipped shut and his mouth taped shut so he couldn't breathe at all.
So I think that's my problem is he does stupid training that I think hurts him more than helps him. And maybe he would be a better fighter if he would use more things that I don't think are retarded. Like, I'm just not gonna breathe during this session. I don't think that's helpful. I think you need breathing. So he'll probably win, but you know, strange things are afoot. What about you?
What about me? I believe I think that Prokryuk has a potential to knock him out. I mean, I think you know, his fights are always like weird and chaotic, and I'm gonna go ahead and say that he is gonna do something in around late round two, early round three, probably get a KO of some sort. I think the only chance Ullberg has is if he finishes it early. So I don't know. Plus, I think Prokryuk has more experience in, you know, whatever in that respect. But the weird factor is always like a who knows, right? So a weird shit can happen. If I think if something weird's gonna happen, it's gonna be in this fight on this card. So
Yeah, they're fighting in Miami. Weird shit's gonna happen.
right. Maybe he'll do some sort of weird cocaine cleanse.
Maybe, I don't know. Shove it up his ass. It's supposed to be good. Cocaine suppository. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Okay, this episode is in partnership with Manscaped, the
That's
men's
right.
grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. That number keeps growing, man.
It
I'm thrilled
does.
to unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in the new Desert Sand colorway.
Check that out.
Whoa,
High tech.
that's pretty crazy. Okay, I like it. The special edition trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance, and inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path. This isn't just a trimmer, it's your ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. Just a quick PSA though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you got to act fast if you want this. So check it out.
That's right. Unleash your grooming game with Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next gen dual skin safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance. And if you're a part of the OG Manscaped fam, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love: a rechargeable lithium ion battery, RPM technology for top-notch performance, a travel lock for seamless portability, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. Join over 13 million men worldwide who trust. What if it was just 13 men? Just 13 men worldwide.
13 good men.
That's 13 million worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in colorway desert sand. While supplies last, get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com.
Is out.
Wow.
Sweet. Freaking Manscaped.
Manscaped back in the house. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
Good to have them back. Let's see. Oh, these MVP fights. Let's talk about this stuff. So
Okay.
I see some promo pictures sneaking out. I'll show one of these kind of like behind the scene pics. Does this not look like a porn is getting ready to break out?
It
Like,
sure does.
what
What's
the
happening?
hell is happening here?
Whoa.
So I was like that.
Your crown looks good.
Yeah, she's in fucking fight shape. But then, you know, you could see her. Someone posted her shadow boxing again from fucking back in the day. Let's turn sound off, turn this on. It's
Oh,
so
Rob,
bad.
really bad.
This guy's imitating. Like, holy shit.
It's very stiff.
Yeah.
She
This
looks
is the
better.
new one.
She looks
Fucking,
better.
yeah. So you get the gist. There's that. They had, I don't find all the Gina Carano pics, but there's like a whole series of these. But she did a fucking shoot with this outfit on. I was like, Jesus. Yeah. Like, she is fit and ready to go here.
She is.
So,
she's not a small lady.
No. I hope everyone makes weight. Just let them fight at whatever they want. Like, it doesn't matter.
Bond, so, show up. Who cares? It's an exhibition.
Exactly.
Make it a spectacle.
Sexhibition. It's more like it. Yeah. Here's the full card. It's kind of crazy as I pull this up. So we've got Diaz, Perry, Rousey, Carano, Ngannou versus Pai, and Junior Dos Santos also making it on. Renz Larkin. Can't fucking read anybody. I got to put glasses on. This shit's too small.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, this card looks better than the UFC cards that have been out recently.
100%.
Which is, like, kind of wild, you know?
Yes.
And although Netflix is raising its prices. I don't know if you got the email. They're going up again.
Well, it's probably because of that card. 100%. Because Mike Perry, there's a little breakdown on all the salaries. So Mike Perry was saying his fight against Nate Diaz will be the biggest payday of his career. And then I think it was Joe Rogan was saying Nate Diaz is going to be making more than $10 million for this fight. Nate said the UFC offered him more money than that to fight Conor McGregor, but Nate wanted to fight Charles Oliveira and UFC for the BMF title. UFC didn't want that. The rumor also is Francis Ngannou is getting $20 million for this fight. My God, they're fucking paying so much. And then the other offshoots, Jake Paul, just on a side note, when we're talking about salaries, he said he's been averaging $40 million a year from boxing for the last 4 years.
Did you say 40 or 14?
4-0, $40 million
That's
a
crazy.
year for the last 4 years. It's insane. Like, there's so much more money to be made outside of the UFC. And obviously this Netflix thing is, it may be a one-off, but this is what everybody fucking wants to see. I want to see the best fights you can put together. I don't give a fuck about whatever the UFC White House card is outside of the Gaethje. Like, I like watching him fight and I'll support all those fights, but I'm like, they're really not living up to any standards anymore. It's just kind of like, fuck you. This is what we're giving you. Like it, unfortunately. And then who else is out there? Oh, Masvidal. He said he was offered to fight on this Netflix card, but he turned it down because he's coming back to the UFC.
No shit.
Yeah. So it sounds like, to me, like it's going to be McGregor versus Masvidal for a BMF title.
Whoa. On the White House card? No.
No, they're not putting that on the White House card because I think they're exactly. It's weird because why wouldn't you want that on there? Because I think Trump loves Masvidal.
He sure does.
So, like, unless they're going to do some kind of sneak attack and put that one on. But it's odd. And then as we're still talking about boxing, there's like one other thing to mention. Like, Dustin Poirier was saying he wanted to fight at Zuffa Boxing against Nate Diaz or others, but he said the UFC doesn't want fighters to cross over. He said, I always wanted to box. I'm still on contract with the UFC. I already pitched it to them. Me and Nate Diaz and Zuffa Boxing, let's go. But they don't want any crossover. I think Zuffa wants to be taken as a serious organization. So why no crossover, though? Because you had some in fucking Power Slap. And there's a little bit with the WWE when they first came into the mix, because TKO owns fucking all of that. You know, WWE, UFC, and then you have Zuffa Boxing. So I just don't understand why you wouldn't let the fighters cross over.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's all about control. I was just reading about something. Rousey just had a comment about some of this, and I think maybe this ties in a little bit. And she said that something is really happening where there's a major crossroad in the sport. And she's saying that, you know, the UFC used to be the best way to make money in combat sports, and now it is not anymore. And it seems like it's becoming the worst place to make money. And they used to be like, the rowdy outliers, and it was a place to be if you were like counterculture, and now they've become like the man because of how large the company has. And I think it all comes down to like to your question, like the control, controlling things, controlling fighters, restricting, keeping everybody like just humble enough so they don't have to get too big. Where like the Ngannou number is insane. Who knew he was making that much money? That's I don't, you can't make that in UFC. So no wonder he doesn't come back. So
No, it's like the only person that's going to get that money is Connor in the
yes.
UFC. And
Yep.
how many times is he going to come back and fight? Probably just one, like him and Jorge. And then I don't know. I just don't see him coming back. But even, I don't know what it was a few weeks ago when I was talking about like how shitty the AI looked that the
Yep.
UFC was using. And someone asked Dana at the press conference, because he's like, the reporter was saying a lot of fans are complaining about you guys using AI. I forgot exactly how he worded the question, but I think that he was alluding to maybe you should use like some artists to actually do that again versus using the AI because it doesn't look great. And Dana's response is, "Give me a fucking break. AI is coming. If we're using AI, who gives a shit? People are upset and we should use artists. How about this? Shut the fuck up and watch fights."
Okay.
Cool. We're just trying to give some constructive feedback of it looks like shit and shows that you don't fucking care. That's what
Right.
the problem is, right?
Yeah, not that we care if that AI is being used, but we care that the product sucks.
Right. The quality, like,
Yeah.
don't post it. If all the fans are saying it looks like shit, it probably looks like shit. If we're saying it looks like shit, it looks like shit. So
Exactly.
just, I mean, you don't have to do anything extra, do what you were doing, but you're trying to like cut corners. It's the same thing with the fucking UFC website where you can't even put up goddamn pictures of people. And we still have blank images of
Blackface,
people,
yeah.
right? My God, like, oh, it's ridiculous. So what else is happening? I gotta get out of that subject, man.
Okay,
Getting
well, I'm gonna bring
irritated.
you to your favorite story.
Good.
John Jones back in the news. I don't know if you saw the little thing here. He is. He's
Yes.
trying to blow out your ears. Gets into a little like
Well,
altercation.
he's got a gun in his pocket, by the way.
He does. There it is.
You gotta calm down, bro. You
Yeah,
gotta
bro,
relax.
you gotta learn how to drive, bro.
You gotta relax yourself, bro.
You're almost hitting me with your truck, bro. You're almost hitting me, bro. What the fuck? In my fucking lane and shit.
So he looks like he's not sober there, if you ask me.
Probably not.
So I don't know. Seems like things haven't changed from back in the day when he was out there getting his fans. Go get those fans,
Well,
John.
right. Oh yeah, I gotta get out there. Yeah, it's weird. Like he should have been on that UFC White House card. If you want a American to win, that would have been a given. But you're gonna not have that happen. Let's see. Brock Lesnar, he was on, I think, the Bitten Chicklets podcast. They were interviewing him. He was talking about his tattoo on his chest. He said, "I got that tattoo. I was shit-faced drunk in Scottsdale. There was a tattoo shop across the street from the biker bar, and that's not a good place to have a tattoo shop. So I got this tattoo, and I didn't even know I got the damn thing." So,
I thought they don't tattoo people who are wasted. I thought that was like a thing.
yeah, and it seems odd to me that he hasn't tried to fix it. He's just like, fuck it. Like, he's got the money, but wouldn't you want to, like, I don't know, make it a little better? Like, you can, not that you need to cover it, but do something.
Well, it's almost
It's
become like his
terrible.
brand, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to, I think it'd be hard to undo it. What else? Let me just take a look. What else would you turn it into?
Well, I mean, I have it pulled up right here. I can share this. So it's just that stupid fucking thing. It doesn't even look like a sword. Like, it
Yeah, it's
looks
like
more like a billy club
brass
with,
knuckles.
yeah.
It's like the sword is in his throat or something, maybe.
Right. Oh, I think that was the thing. Like, the WWE feels like the sword to his throat, but fuck, man.
I mean, you could turn it into something cool, I think. You could just make it like a freaking dragon or something, you know?
Yeah. Something. It's just weird. But, you know, that's Brock. Unless he's going to fight on the UFC card, the White House card. You have Brock Lesnar coming out of
He just
retirement.
looks massive now, even more massive than before. So here's a picture I just found of him on, I think it's on Yahoo Sports. Look at how
Yeah, he looks like a
fucking
Viking.
big he is. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm trying to blow it up. Yeah, he's fucking jacked.
Crazy. Are you getting that jacked? Is that your plan? You're gonna
Yeah, that's me.
get
Give me 6 months and we get so swole.
it.
Yeah. Yeah,
What
I'm gonna look
else?
like where the fuck is he? He'll come up later in the show. I think I have it somewhere. Oh, it's actually next, so I'll just pull it up now.
Ahead. Yeah.
Fucking Tiger Woods.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
No, I'm like how jacked he is. I'm not gonna talk about the fucking car
Oh, yeah.
accident.
He's been jacked a long time. I think the guy's been on shit forever. And he's got, like, back in the day, golfers were like skinny bitches or fat. Now, like, you got Rory McIlroy, you got Bryson DeChambeau. Like, these guys are all, they're big. They're like built like football players.
So there's no drug testing in golf then?
I don't know about that,
That's
but,
there's no way if you look at him.
Nobody gets popped for anything, as far as I know, you know.
I've
So
never heard of a golfer being tested
I
and
don't think they
failing.
I don't think they test them really. But
Because you're not, there's no chance for you to, unless you hit a ball into someone. Like it's not a non-contact sport, so technically no one's gonna get hurt.
yeah.
It'd be like cycling, right? When everyone was super juiced doing that, like Lance Armstrong. But yeah, I got no problem with that. I was just saying that again, like I think that came up, those all juiced games. I think that just hit the Twitter feed.
Okay.
I don't remember when that's supposed to be happening, but I think there's a lot of interest where they're just letting the guys do whatever steroids, whatever they want to see how fast they can fucking perform in these sports. And everything's under a doctor's supervision. So they're going to make sure, like, yeah, you're going to do the steroids, but you're going to be safe with it. So that's all you should do. I'm like, how cool would that be if, like, the UFC just said, hey, you know what? I've been running this fucking USADA thing forever. We're good. Let's turn off USADA. We know everyone's clean now.
Yeah, you guys are all good, right? Everybody's clean
Come
and
on.
happy.
I'm like, I think that was right when the sports started to go down, is as soon as they started testing everybody.
Yeah.
And then the uniforms and all that jazz again. I'm like, oh man, you lost all your flavor. You lost all these fucking Overeem just so juiced out, Brock. Like, oh my God. They need an overhaul. That's what they need. Pride rules. I don't know. What else is going on?
Well, speaking of juicing, here's a sport that's starting to really take off, called Run It Straight. You've been watching any of this stuff? This is like
Yeah.
basically the two massive dudes just run it at each other, and it seems like a lot of KOs. And oh, damn, look at that. I can't hear
Ow, it
sound.
looks like a broken spine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like rugby guys just going at it. Like, I don't even understand the point of this. This might be dumber than power slap, you know?
Well, this looks like a better thing than power slap, you know? I could get behind this more than like let's slap each other.
It's just wild because it's just like, you know,
It's like fucking
center of
Samoan
gravity
guys going
and
after each
yeah,
other.
brute strength and force. And
Yeah.
you can't pay me to do this. No thanks. I feel like
No,
the injury
fuck,
waiting to
man.
happen.
Exactly. My spine hurts so much just thinking about that. The contact. Fuck
Like, how
that.
do you train for that? You just got to run into a wall over and over and over again. It's like those
Yeah,
Thai
pretty
boxers,
much, right?
you just keep running
I mean,
into a
what are you
brick wall.
doing? I just run into a wall all day. Full speed, see if I can kill myself or not.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm in for that. The techno Viking is all grown up now. He made a post.
Well, we
Hang
were just
on.
talking about him a few like a
Yeah.
month ago.
Hang on.
Is he still doing the dancing?
No, he's just like, I guess everyone's posting a video of like, what were you like in the 90s? So here he is now. He still looks relatively young. Like,
He
I
does.
don't see a difference from that to, you know, whatever. That it almost doesn't look like the same guy though, but
More
fucking Techno
tattoos.
Viking, he's out there. Yeah, got all tatted up. He's making it happen. See, I got a couple of tweeted weeks, some KOs, some knowledge.
Okay, go for it.
All right, let's see. I think I got two tweets here. Hopefully, good. Oh yeah. Yeah, a little volume. Everything's in weird places. It always takes me forever to pull everything up here.
Grab his dick and
I'm
twist him.
sorry.
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight,
Oh my
dude.
god,
Twist
fucking play this like once a
that dick.
month.
You son of a
Twist
bitch.
his dick.
You get me every time.
Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist.
Oh, brother. I
You
hope
gotta
this
get
never
it.
gets lost off the internet. You need to like download it somewhere.
Seriously. So I saw that, and then the WNBA apparently, here's the thing, who posted this terrible. WNBA generated an estimated 200 million in 2025. The UFC generated an estimated 1.5 billion in 2025. Despite this, WNBA, they just raised their minimum salary. I think it was 66,000. Now it's 300,000 compared to the UFC starter contract of 12,000.
Don't do they have the same amount of roster though?
I have no idea because I don't follow women's NBA and I don't follow men's NBA. So I give no fucks about basketball, but I'm interested in starting salaries of everybody.
It says it's a roughly 190 to 210 players in the league.
Yeah,
So that's
UFC
like a
probably is
third.
close to 600. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that that matters. I mean, the revenue is way more, but
Yeah, I
still.
mean,
They should be
we're
paying them more.
paying
Yeah.
15% of
Right.
revenue.
They should get paid.
And
Yeah.
yeah. And there's still another lawsuit out there that has to be decided. So they could be on the hook for another, I don't know, 500 million. I forgot what the first one was, like 300 something million,
Okay.
360. I think they just paid out 2/3 of it. So everyone got a little bit of money. And the second one will get settled for some more money, and I wouldn't be surprised if a third one comes up in the future, which is just a weird way of doing business. Like, you don't change anything, you just fucking pay out 300 plus million dollars and just keep going. Kind of odd. So we had that. I got two KOs. Do you have any
I have
KOs
no
or
KOs. No, I have just some knowledge that
okay?
left.
Let me queue these up. I don't know if I probably better to not play sound because this is when our videos get pulled for stuff when I share fight videos. So I think this one was like the guy was just getting fucking rung up.
Wow, he's taking a
Like, hey,
beating.
ref man, you gonna stop this? A lot of laughs.
Oh
Oh.
God.
Well, he's still good.
Still going,
Oh,
yeah. Jesus Christ. That's
these
really bad.
fucking refs, man.
Ouch. Uh-oh.
The guy's just laughing. Like, you think you got something? Nothing.
Oh,
Ah, my arm
that's
broken.
that is brutal.
Fuck.
That might be one of the most badass things I've ever seen. He's like,
He
yep, just
just
one
laughs it
punch.
off.
Good night.
Fuck yeah. Into knowledge we got.
Yeah, I found this video of the Koreans doing a little elite training. Check this shit out. This is like their special forces in Korea. They're hitting these dudes with like sledgehammers and they're busting bricks. They're doing some kind of weird balancing on. I mean, this whole thing just looks
Oh.
insane.
Yeah, like feats of strength. I'm gonna fucking drive nails into a board with my hand. A pickaxe. Oh, into your hand. Punching the tops off of bottles. Those are probably cut.
That's my favorite. He's just like,
That's my guy.
oh, look at this
Hey,
one.
yeah,
I don't even know
motherfucker.
why they're doing this, but
That's
it seems
great.
ridiculous. Like, when are you gonna there, that's the end. When are you going to be doing any of that as a special forces guy?
No, I don't think you're ever doing it. It's probably just more to try to intimidate the enemy, but I just look at it. You guys look like fucking retards. Like, I support it. I'm all for that.
Like,
oh my god,
like music going on.
Yeah,
fuckers,
so crazy.
Yeah.
So let's see what I got. I got a couple things to close out. So I have a nice face off. So let's start with that. I don't know what this is. Somewhere in Germany.
Oh,
IBO IBF featherweight title.
Okay.
Ladies are getting ready to get down. And nice. Then we have our first, I think, goth girl, ring card girl. She looks like she's about 6 foot.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, they're growing them bigger. I don't know where
we're on that bra, man. Could you try to grab that and you're get zapped? It's probably electrified.
Seriously. Whoa.
Whoa is right.
So on that, shut down.
All right, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.